never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, Daryl's got him fired up. Blew up the phone lines. And I promise we'll get to the Cavs because I have what I believe to be an outstanding question for all the Cavs fans that are watching this team excel. This team has been like a wire-to-wire, incredible basketball team. A dynamo, if you will. Handling their business against the Knicks, crushing the Knicks. I mean, the Knicks. I built up like 3 weeks ago. I'm like, I think people are kind of looking past the Knicks. And what do? They beat them by 40. Yeah. I mean, that was humiliation.
Knicks are 0-7 against Cavs, Celtics, Thunder.
There was another. Probably the Thunder.
Please tell me that they're. Please tell me more about how they're true contenders. In the Eastern Conference.
Oh, I
yawn.
I exchanged a text with
Spike Lee.
Well, a pretty famous Knicks fan.
Oh, okay. I know.
Spike Lee?
And
no, but you and Spike are tight?
Down a level, but I know who he's talking about. Has a podcast.
Oh, wow. Podcaster.
Yeah. He was on a show on the Home Box Office channel.
Podcaster. Wow. Moving up in the world.
I was catching some reruns last week.
Oh, really? He doesn't come on our show anymore. But
I said, boy, your Knicks thrown in the towel against my Cavaliers.
We getting a name or what?
Jerry. We'll call him Jerry. He said, no heart, H-A-R-T, OG first game back, need Robinson back badly. They're basically convincing themselves that Mitchell Robinson is the difference between them going 0-6 or 0-7 against the good teams.
So where's the excuse train stop at for the New York Knicks fans?
The guys are playing the entire games. Probably didn't help that the night before they had gone into overtime against Atlanta.
All I heard in that text was
excuses.
Excuses, yeah.
Isn't it fun to be on this side of things? Like, we get to hear this from Ravens fans and over the years, Steeler fans. And, you know, we're really not hearing much from Chiefs fans except when Owen is excited about the Super Bowl. We won't actually talk about what happened in that Super Bowl. But
know what you're talking about.
Isn't it nice to be on the other side of things? Like, we get to be the trash-talking team. We get to be the trash-talking fans. And our team can back it up. We haven't backed it up all year.
How about Jared Allen dunking on Ja Morant last night, and all Ja can do is like hug him.
Yeah,
and
it was like
laugh. Friends
again. And this was after the skirmish earlier in the game. Right. And I'm like, bad blood. I think the Cavs took care of that pretty quickly. Like, by the end of the game, Memphis was just like, ho hum, we're having fun out here.
Yeah. Got a little nervous in the final minute, though. Got a little tight for a second.
No, they were fine. We had Max Strus. Max Strus connected on the big three.
You know what?
Boy.
Make your free throws. That's all you got to do down the stretch of games. Make your free throws. By the way, the last 5 minutes of that game took a whole... that thing took an eternity. I've seen nine-inning baseball games played faster than the final 5 minutes of that game.
It was... This is a third quarter. It took forever, too.
I almost thought I was coming from... I was going to go from the Rocket Arena. I'm still getting used to the new name. I thought it was going to just, you know, make my commute from the arena over here.
Yeah.
That's how long that game was taking last night.
At 9 o'clock, I have my devious Cavs question where I think I found a way for a Cavs title in June could actually outdo 2016 for some fans. I'll ask that question at 9 o'clock. 216-474-0092. Before we get to the phones, Joel Bitonio got a chance to talk to some reporters. I saw it on Scott Petrak. Put the video up on his social media feed. And Bitonio, did he provide more clarity on whether or not he's going to play football and be on that offensive line with the Browns this year?
Here you go. And for me personally, I don't think his request is really going to impact my decision. I do understand, like, he's frustrated. I think we were all frustrated this last year. It was disappointing. You know, we were all disappointed in the way the season turned out. So I get that side of where Miles is coming from. You know, obviously we want Miles on the Cleveland Browns. Like, he's a best pass rusher in the league. He's dynamic. He opens things up for our defense and obviously our offense as well. All those things, like, you know, you don't want to get rid of a generational player like that. So we're you know, hoping they can work things out. I don't know the inner workings of everything that goes behind closed doors. But like I said, for me, it's not going to affect my decision one way or the other. But, you know, we want Miles to be a Cleveland Brown for, you know, a long time.
That's such a Joel Bitonio answer. I love Joel.
Well, Joel is somebody who, at this stage of his career, can talk a little bit more freely. And him saying at the start of that, like, yeah, I understand why he's frustrated. And you heard what Denzel Ward said about, was it 3 weeks ago?
At the Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah, at the Super Bowl, where Denzel's like, you know.
Miles don't want to be here. I don't know. I want to be here.
Yeah, he walked it back.
Yeah.
And I think that
because someone called him and said, you have like a $40 million cap number. Yeah, well, you're not getting traded.
And also Denzel is, I mean, he's another fan favorite. And I think he also is a good guy and wants to be here.
Unlike Miles, who can go home to Dallas or to, you know,
Denzel's exactly right.
Got to come back to this city. This is where he's going to be.
Now, could
whether
Denzel,
he lives in Florida or L.A. or whatever. It's always going to be Cleveland as home.
LeBron doesn't seem all that affected by that, though.
Well, just eventually,
I don't
think
Denzel Ward and LeBron James are on the same level, Daryl. Denzel Ward.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
You have to win at some point for all these guys because, yeah, Denzel might be a nice guy walking back this year. Let's see how things are going if the team is in last place, you know, next year.
Which is basically where they've been for most of the last 26 years.
But not with this group. I mean, this group has had highs and lows.
Yeah, they're up to third place with this group.
They have had
big leap, Lima. They've gone from last place to third place a couple of years.
Look, it's why you have Myles Garrett talking the way he's talking. Joel Bitonio has to answer questions like he's answering. Right.
I feel like I owe Browns fans and the Browns an apology. This is a renaissance for them. They're 40-44. This is the best this franchise has been since Marty Schottenheimer. Congratulations, Cleveland Browns. You are 4 games under .500 over a 5-year stretch. Good for you. My bad. I you know what? I'm way too tough on them. I'm trying to raise the bar. I'm trying to have standards for fans. No, you're right. It's me. I'm just too negative. This is a renaissance for the Browns. Winningest regime since Marty Schottenheimer at 40-44. My freaking bad.
Terrell Ryder. Boy, where's this coming from? It was 19.
Like,
What are we doing? And we're back to talking ourselves into Matthew Stafford's going to save the day. Kirk Cousins is going to save the day. Shedeur Sanders is going to save the day.
Daryl, the way you are talking, though, is you're coming from a mindset that they probably should trade Miles.
Yes.
They probably should start over.
Probably, yes.
Would you have cleaned house? Would you have got rid of Barry and Stefanski?
I would have fired Barry in the offseason. Yes.
And then if you fire Barry, then the new GM comes in and...
The problem with firing Barry is basically they have this shared accountability. We really don't know who's really making the decisions. Is it Paul DePodesta in the background pulling the strings? Is it really Andrew Berry? Like, we still don't know who pulled the trigger on Deshaun. Everybody's kind of taking the bullet for that one, right? So, this was just such an unmitigated disaster. You spent $300 million on a football team that won three games. And then you want to say, well, Deshaun's the problem, right? Well, he wasn't on the field for the majority of the season, and you were no better.
Oh, you were better.
No, you weren't.
I do think you were better.
I mean, you were a little more entertaining, but, you know. By the way, laughed over the weekend. Game. Did you see the quote from Jameis Winston talking about you know, he's really got to work on eliminating those terms. Dude, you're like 11, 12 years into your career. If you haven't done it by now, you're never doing it. You are who you are.
I'm not going to trash talk somebody who said...
turnover machine.
Somebody who said Cleveland is a 90-day city might be the best city in the country. I'm not going to trash somebody who said that.
I'm not trashing. I'm just keeping it real when it comes to...
How many days are there in a year?
365.
I mean, 90...
Last year there was 366.
So. 90... I'll take 90.
I snuck leap year in there.
It's okay. Should have been 91 then.
Let's get to Mike in Streetsboro. Quickly, Mike, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I was just going to say, you know, when Myles Garrett went on Radio Row, I mean, he pretty much pulled a LeBron, and, you know, at this point, you want to trade him and get a good value for him. So if he wants to be traded, don't let the door hit you in the butt.
Dietrich and Willowick, go ahead.
All right, look, they should let Miles go because we're just wasting his time. Because you want them to sit and learn. That's what people say, and I hate that. Sitting and learn doesn't work unless you got a quarterback that's capable to almost getting you apples like Drew Brees and the guy that came after Philip Rivers, Joe Montana, Steve Young. It doesn't work unless you have a quarterback that is capable of getting you to the playoffs because you know you got a team around you then. Who you going to have him sit and learn, a bum? Have him sit and learn behind me? No, that does not work, ever. So just let Miles Garrett go because next year is going to be a waste anyway. We might as well get some picks or something like that. Only thing we can do is get a free agent, and hopefully he can do something. But if Shedeur or one of those other quarterbacks is not a dog when he first come in, sitting and learning is not going to the work, especially when you only got a window of 5 years, and it's really not five. You got four with an option, so you're going to sit a quarterback for 1 year and then let him play the second year.
All right,
and what if he sucks,
I appreciate the phone call.
Great timeline breakdown.
I cannot believe. I mean, I can believe. I think Daryl brought it out of him. I thought people were going to sit and fight with Daryl all day today.
I'm totally responsible for all this. Blame me for the Browns' failure. It's all my fault. You know, they can't pick quarterbacks to save their life.
Maybe this is why I'm like, just take Shedeur Sanders because at least...
They got twice as many people on their influencer committee than they have victories this past season.
That's shots.
What did the influencer committee do to you? Daryl, you're a man of... intrigue and influence. All right. I did find a way where I think the Cavs title in June could outdo 2016. LeBron James is involved.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.